The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has announced that Pope Benedict has approved a special canonical structure called a personal ordinariate for groups of Anglicans who wish to convert to the Catholic Church. The new structure will allow converts, including their often married clergy, to enter into full communion with Rome while preserving elements of their distinctive Anglican spiritual and liturgical patrimony. The announcement was made at a press conference here in the Vatican Tuesday by the prefect of the CDF, Cardinal William Leveda, and simultaneously at a joint conference in London by the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams. Philippa Hitchin reports.
At the Rome press conference, Cardinal Leveda explained the background of Anglican-Catholic relations, which he said has led to this latest step of offering official corporate reunion to groups of Anglican converts. He said while the Second Vatican Council's change of attitude towards other Christian churches sparked a new desire for reunification, many Anglicans have seen more recent developments, such as the ordination of women priests or practicing homosexuals, as serious obstacles to that goal of Anglican-Catholic unity.
The question, I think, for many of these Anglicans is, given the receding possibility of imminent reunion and their own acknowledgement of a Catholic faith, should they not seek reunion with the Catholic Church now? And they do so, as many have already done and continue to do, as individuals, but for many, the possibility of retaining what Pope Paul VI referred to as a worthy Anglican patrimony has remained an ideal and a hope for them.
While the Apostolic Constitution regulating the details of this new structure within the Catholic Church has not yet been published, Cardinal Leveda insisted it should not be seen as an impediment to ecumenical relations.
It has always been a principal aim, I say a principal aim, of ecumenism to achieve full visible unity. That is, when you look at the history of Catholic doctrine, the biblical doctrine, the model of the church, the heavenly church proposed in the heavenly Jerusalem, it is not a divided church. It is one church. Unity is not something achieved by us, but is God's gift. And the gift that God gives is, we hope, a gift that will be realized in our time, but the modalities of it are not entirely ours to choose. And so we should not worry that if people achieve full visible unity, somehow they are being anti-ecumenical.
While officials from the Vatican's own Council for Promoting Christian Unity were not available for comment on this latest development, a joint statement released by the Catholic and Anglican leaders in London states the Apostolic Constitution is merely one of the consequences of ecumenical dialogue between the Catholic Church and the worldwide Anglican Communion. Without the dialogues of the past 40 years, it says, this recognition of the overlap in faith, doctrine and spirituality between the two churches would not have been possible. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.
I think it's very important for us in the Anglican Communion to be grateful for what's been achieved, to recognise that there is a solid common heritage established, that the willingness to continue in our relations and negotiations is unchanged, and then to admit, as the Archbishop has hinted, that we don't know exactly what this is going to look like in any specific context, least of all in England and Wales.
Back in 1993, the Catholic bishops of England and Wales rejected the idea of a special pastoral provision of this kind to deal with the question of converts from the Church of England. But significantly, Dr. Williams stressed that ecumenical cooperation and discernment is the only way to resolve the current moral and ecclesial issues facing all of our Christian churches today.
The fact that we're able to do this response together, as we've done this morning, in itself tells a story. That is, that the issues and the questions that face any one Christian church at the moment face all of us. And we don't believe there's anything to be gained by trying to score points at each other's expense or to work separately when we can work together. So, in a very important sense, it does not disrupt business as usual in the relations between our communions. The work done by the International Commission, the Archic Commission, over many years, and the work also done more recently in the International Commission on Unity and Mission between our churches. That work is, as Cardinal Cormack loves to say, in the bank. It is solidly there as a basis for our continuing relationships. And as we speak, the preparations are going forward for the further informal talks around the next round of Archic discussions. So that is, if you like, a mainstream which continues.
Archbishop Rowan Williams will be making a visit to Rome next month to attend an ecumenical conference at the Gregorian University.
Well, Philippa Hitchin also caught up with Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, the Archbishop Emeritus of Westminster, who is currently here in Rome. She asked him for his comments on the latest announcement.
This is not in any way a reflection or a comment on the present state of the Anglican Communion. It is a generous response of the Holy See and of the Holy Father to repeated requests by groups of Anglicans who wish to come into full communion with the Catholic Church and in communion with the Holy Father. And I think, therefore, one should see it as just that, as I say, this response in this particular form to their requests. And it remains to be seen how this will work out fully in practice in different parts of the world. It's not just, of course, for England, but it'll affect other parts of the Anglican Communion. But I think it's important, as I think both the Archbishop of Westminster and the Archbishop of Canterbury said yesterday, that the ecumenical process continues and the ecumenical friendship continues and the common witness, in as much as we're able to give it, will continue. So I think that the Anglicans who've repeatedly requested this, I think, feel very happy at this response of the Holy See.
I'm wondering about the response of the Catholic bishops to whom the responsibility falls of organising this within their own diocese, because back in, I think, 1993, they specifically rejected this kind of special provision as unhelpful, confusing. I mean, has that changed, do you think?
I think the circumstances are different now. I was part of the group here in Rome with the present Holy Father discussing with my predecessor, Cardinal Hume, that process, and we mutually came to an agreement that at that time of how we would handle the question of so many Anglican clergy particularly who wish to become in full communion with the Church. But I think the situation is different today, and therefore it's demanded a slightly different response.
In what ways particularly has this change been shown, do you think?
Well, I think the change has been shown by the repeated requests of groups of Anglicans to the Holy See, to consideration be given to them. I don't think that happened in the same way in 1993.
Do you have any ideas of sort of numbers that we're talking about in England at all?
I don't know the whole of the details. Presumably, these Anglicans, are not only the clergy, but the people, their people, will need time to think over the implications of this, as I say, generous offer of the Holy See to facilitate them, and see how they will respond to this. So I have no idea of what the numbers will be.
Archbishop Emeritus of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor.